It's the Matchday Diary. This is not John Gibbons. This is Craig. I've got the keys of the castle, Fuad. It feels like when the parents go on holidays and the kids have been left at the house. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with the Matchday Diary? This is my first time hosting a show, by the way.
No, you've done it before.
I don't think I have. No, it's probably going to end up being the last, so let's enjoy ourselves while the parents are away.
Show John how it's done, Craig.
Another League Cup semi-final, not bad.
Not bad at all, no. No, instantly I think back to the last one we had and what a night that was. Three of us went to that, didn't we, last time, and it was a brilliant night in London again as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of them where, like, you know, any game where there's the stake, you know, where stakes are on it, and it is a knockout game, isn't it? At the end of the day, you know, it just has that extra edge to it, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I like going down to London for these ones. Fulham's a nice little spot as well. It's my first one in over a month as well, so I'm extra giddy for that. But yeah, no, I expect a fun night.
I think the last time we were on Matchday Diary was the Sheffield United away game, wasn't it? Just before Christmas. And in that, after a couple of drinks, we decided that we wanted to stay over in Sheffield United. Do you remember that? We didn't quite do that. We were on the train home. We've decided we're going to stay over tonight. We found a nightclub for afterwards. We've got lots and lots of plans in place for celebrations. Basically, off the back of when we went to the Arsenal game 2 years ago,
yes.
We just ended up getting taxis to nightclubs that were closed, trying to celebrate, but nowhere would have us.
No.
And we ended up in, it was a massive gay bar, wasn't it, in Soho? It was like a big warehouse.
It was a warehouse, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was huge,
yeah. Yeah, it was great.
We had a lovely time in the cabs as well, though, didn't we? It was like a mobile nightclub between places. But no, this time you've done your prep work for all of us, and yeah, we've got our plans laid out. Let's hope Liverpool follow them as well.
Got a questionable past when it comes to me booking the hotels/hostels. I have booked tonight. Connor didn't know about the questionable past, and Gibbo's sort of warned him, I think.
Definitely warned me before I left, yeah.
Are you excited to see what the hostel's like?
I wouldn't say I was excited. more wary. It's definitely eased the pre-match tension, because now I'm just worried about where I'm sleeping tonight.
It's going to be cosy. It's going to be...
Well, last word to me before I left the office, where, do you know about Craig's past? Booking hotels and all. I'm like, oh, what, nice one for that. I'll enjoy this train ride down to London.